Locker room chats continuing here tonight on at KNZA. We switch gears now. We're talking Horton Hoops. We've got the girls basketball coach Bailey Lanter joining us. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. Coach, couple of games since we last spoke a week ago. You guys continue your winning ways. You have now won four in a row, five of your last six. The two games I want to touch up on, let's start Friday at home against a very good Riverside team. You guys get the win there, 59-46. Take us back to Friday. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Yeah, Riverside is definitely a scrappy team. They're aggressive. They play with a lot of intensity. And so that was something that we needed to be ready to handle, especially, you know, their aggressive defense, being able to handle that kind of pressure. So, it was nice to see our girls be able to, you know, take care of the basketball. Turnovers have been, a little bit of an issue for us here in the first part of the season. And so we were able to clean up some of those turnovers against that pressure. So that was nice to see growth in that area. But yeah, it was nice to get another win. So
yeah, Oskaloosa too. So you come back this week, Friday, you guys didn't play on Tuesday. So you went Tuesday, Friday last week, but the Oski game, 49-35, that one was on the road, a Bears team that's played well this season. So kind of picking up off that win against Riverside, and you carried it over on the road in a win at Oskaloosa.
Yeah, definitely. Another win is always nice, especially, you know, in the league. When you have a win against Oski before Christmas, it feels good. And then you're like, well, but that doesn't really help us necessarily in league yet.
Right.
So to be able to come back, you know, with a pretty quick turnaround and play them again, it was nice to get that win so we could mark that, you know, in the league win column. But again, you know, seeing good things from our girls, I definitely think, you know, we're playing some good basketball right now, but we definitely still have things that we're working on and things that we are, you know, trying to improve. In no way, shape, or form do I feel like we're playing our best basketball yet. So that gets me excited for hopefully what the next, you know, month and a half holds for us. So
yeah, and we've highlighted some key players. I think last week we kind of highlighted Kansas Keough, what she's been doing, a key starter for you. But you've been getting some good minutes from your bench, and that's been kind of key in this current nice run that you guys have been on.
Yeah, for sure. We've got some girls that have, you know, been outside of that starting five rotation that have really put in some substantial time for us. You know, also done some scoring for us, which is nice. You know, we've got girls, you know, we've got a senior in Aubrey Wilson, who's been coming in and giving our post players a really good break. You know, Bobby Becker is another one who's been coming in and doing some really good things for us. You know, we have freshman Tiffin Lanner who's been coming in and playing some good defense and putting some points on the board. So yeah, it's nice to be able to turn to your bench and get those girls in, and keep people fresh, but also know that the level of play isn't going to suffer because of it. Cause like I said, they're coming in and just we're full steam ahead, whether they're in or not. So it's really nice to have that kind of depth.
So you guys got one more game before the midseason tournament. You guys are going to host Pleasant Ridge on Friday in league play, but let's kind of gloss over that for a second. I just want to get your thoughts on the midseason tournament. So after the game Friday against Pea Ridge, Monday night, you guys get right to it. 39th annual McLouth Invitational Tournament. You guys get Bishop Ward in the first round on Monday afternoon. You know, there's obviously four other Northeast Kansas League teams in this field. KC Christian, the top seed, Maranatha Christian Academy, along with Bishop Ward, you know, the other three teams there. So, you know, probably not a ton of prep yet on Bishop Ward, but just the thoughts on the midseason tournament and how excited are you and your team just to kind of step out of the norm and get going with that starting on Monday afternoon?
Yeah, I think definitely getting to step out, like you said, out of that norm is going to be a nice change of pace. You know, like you said, we haven't really taken much time to look at Bishop Ward yet or the teams in the tournament down there, you know, putting a lot of our focus on Pleasant Ridge and taking care of that first. But, you know, next week we're going to get to see some teams that we don't typically see. We're also going to get to see hopefully some league teams that we haven't played yet. So
right.
That'll be nice to be able to, you know, see what they do on the court, and maybe that'll help prepare us as we get deeper into league play this season. But yeah, it'll be a nice change of pace, and I'm looking forward to see what our girls can do down there next week.
That is Bailey Lancer joining us, Horton girls basketball coach. Again, this Chargers team playing some good ball right now, 6-3 overall. They have won 4 straight, 5 of their last 6. A tune-up with Pleasant Ridge on Friday. Before that, McLeod tournament gets going on Monday afternoon. Horton draws Bishop Ward in that first round. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you in the midst of that midseason tournament later on next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.